So hey everybody, welcome back. This is Eric Mann. I'm the host of Voices from the Frontlines. You're on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles. Well, last thing I want to say for our listeners, here's something I am just trying to work through that we'll talk about in much greater detail. I mean, given the killings in Orlando, given the, first of all, the hatred of gay and lesbian people in this country, then given the hatred of Arabs in this country, then given the hatred of black people in this country, given the racism, the homophobia, the male chauvinism and male supremacy, it seems like every single crisis will be used to benefit the most reactionary forces. So I just want to slow myself down here. Let me give an example. We know that a Muslim who was in some way identified with political groups did kill at least 50 gay and lesbian people and badly injure at least another 50. We know that in some way that was related to his ideology of thinking that they were, and I don't want to even use the word, so, but in his view, they were sinners. In his view, they deserved punishment. So there was this isolated incident. Now, Donald Trump is in small way contributing to this. I say small way. He didn't cause this. He is hostile to gay people, super hostile to Muslims. He's hostile to black people. He's hostile to Latinos. And there is no question that there's going to be a crazy, nativist, white, racist movement that in some way is going to tie all this stuff that has very little to do with what they think it has to do with, to votes for Trump.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? He's going to use this somehow to say, I was right about all the horrible things I said. I want to engage the Trump phenomenon. I have been giving a lot of attention to it, but I'm very concerned, as I'll keep talking about the Hillary Clinton phenomenon. Now, here's what I'm trying to figure out, and I'm just giving you some very preliminary thoughts that I'm going to develop over the next many shows, and I'm going to sit down and do some writing to myself about it. I envision this hypothetical organization called, you know, Progressives, Independents, and Revolutionaries to defeat Donald Trump and confront Hillary Clinton. Defeat because I think no matter how I figure out my voting, and, you know, it seems pretty clear because I'm a strategist, at the end of the day, the defeat of Trump is by far the primary contradiction in my mind. I mean, I'm ready to say that this is unacceptable, this grotesque white racism and nativism. This is the beginning of a neo-fascist movement. On the other hand, there has been a tendency to let the Democrats off the hook. There's been a tendency to get so righteously upset about Trump that we don't deal with 8 years of Barack Obama, that in which 3 million black people have lost their homes, in which, yes, the white working class and everybody else's working class is living in virtual destitution. There's no anger, really, about Obama's drone policies, which is mass assassination.
That's right.
There's no outrage, really, about Obama deporting 200,000 Latinos every year. There's no outrage that there's 1 million black people in prison when Barack Obama was president and 1 million black prisoners when he leaves. The black community is not angry at Barack Obama. They're not. The Latino community is not that outraged about the deportations as a group. They've done all this polling. Now, those of us, I'm talking about those of us in the field who are doing the work, obviously the immigrant rights groups are outraged, and they're calling Obama the deporter in chief. The black groups are very upset. But the truth is, these communities are not rising up right now. Nobody is rising up. So if they did, we could stop some of this stuff. But there's this horrible, death-like pall after years and decades of people fighting that they feel profoundly beaten down. And in their heart of hearts, they don't believe you can get a Barack Obama to do anything. They don't believe you can get Hillary Clinton to do anything. So here's what my concern is. Let's assume for a minute that there is a profound grassroots movement to defeat Donald Trump. I think this is going to be important. I don't want to belittle this. But having done this now for too many years, the day after the election, for me to see Hillary Clinton get up there and say, I am now the candidate of hope for women, for Latinos, for black people, I am the candidate who stood up against the right. We want to make America more inclusive. This has been a tremendous victory for U.S. decency. And now, excuse me, I have to overthrow Gaddafi. And oh, by the way, I have to kick more women off welfare. And oh, by the way, I have to keep all these black people in prison. I don't know how to handle this, but some of us have to find a way to let her know right now that if there's a united front to defeat Trump, and somebody just has nothing to do with you. You know, the goal is to vote for you to be elected president in order to defeat Trump. But who is going to stand up to Hillary Clinton now? And there's no reason we can't do both, is my point. There's no reason we can't say, Trump, we agree, Trump is the main danger. Let's take a minute there. This guy, it's not cute, it's not funny. This guy is a proto-fascist. He must be repudiated. And I think, by the way, maybe I'm totally off, I think a lot of young white people who have been influenced by Obama, who have been influenced by the hip-hop generation, have been influenced by Black Lives Matter, in a small way influenced by the strategy, I think they're going to show up better than people think to repudiate Trump. I don't think his base is going to be these young people that have had who voted for Obama. I don't think so, but maybe I'm wrong. But having said that, the man is super dangerous, and we got to figure out how to build a movement to not just defeat him, but repudiate him. On the other hand, I'm already reading articles by communists and leftists who are saying Trump is such a great danger, this is our latest opportunity to rally around the Democrats, with no real criticism of Hillary Clinton. So, folks, in the future shows, we're going to have the same conversation. I may even play this back. And maybe next week on the show, you can all respond to, do you think that Donald Trump is the main danger? Do you think it's essential to build a united front to defeat him? If you do, what do you think about Hillary Clinton? And if you do, what are we going to do about Hillary Clinton?
That's right.
So as my man on the street, my first person, Channing Martinez, what's your first response to this totally off the top of my head conversation?
I think that's right. I mean, when we saw Bernie, Black Lives Matter took over Bernie's event. Why did they not do that to Hillary Clinton? She's talking about going and bombing Palestine. In the next 6 months, that needs to happen. We need to make sure that Hillary Clinton knows that we're out there and that we're not going to let you get away with this. If it's going to be the next 4 years of fighting, then you better be ready for it.
Well, I just want to end by saying that I think people really have to understand the seriousness of the attack on the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. We discussed it last week on the show. I think if for those of you who this is the first time you've heard it, boycott of Israel, divestment of investments, and sanctions against Israel is a political movement. It's a civil rights movement, a human rights movement in the United States. Hillary Clinton spoke out against them, called them anti-Semites, and said that we have to build, this is Hillary, we have to build an international movement basically to crush them. About 2 days later, New York Governor Cuomo is introduced, or maybe passed already, a bill that says if you are in the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, you cannot have any contracts with the state of New York. We will end, like if Danny Glover wants to do a concert since he's in it, if he's involved in any kind of a nonprofit, you know, we haven't figured out the full ramifications. But the point is that the government, which has never done a damn thing about the Ku Klux Klan, the government of L.A. that's never done a damn thing about the killing of black people in L.A., the government of L.A. that's never passed anything about the taking away of our bus passes, about the taking of the locking up of black kids on the train, to pass a bill to attack a civil rights group. And that's Hillary and that's Cuomo, both of whom are Democrats. Yeah. If you're interested in stopping the stop and frisk on the trains of Los Angeles, if you're interested in free public transportation, please write me at Eric@VoicesFromTheFrontLines. Call the Strategy Center, 213-387-2800. This is Eric Mann saying thank you for being on Voices from the Front Lines. I'm here with our producer, Channing Martinez. I want to thank our technician who's been helping us today. And we'll see you next Tuesday at 4. This is KPFK 90.7 FM. And remember, all power to the people.
And now, the end is near. And so I got to face the final curtain. friends. I'll say it clear and state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way.